This is Moments with Foo with James Foo Torres, better known as Foo, the show that takes you around the world to share interviews with some of the most successful and relevant people on the planet, hear their stories, and get the most important business lessons they have learned on their road to success, and get exclusive advice on how to implement their success into your life and business. Moments with Foo is brought to you by the Strategic Advisor Board and your host, Foo.
Welcome to Moments with Foo. I'm your host, James Foo Torres, but you can call me Foo, hence the name of the show. And today I have Maria Colon. She's the founder of Dinero in Spanglish, and I'm going to let her tell you more about that. But first, Maria, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm glad too that you were able to make it here today. And we did the podcast in Spanish, so now we're doing the podcast in English. And it only makes sense for both Puerto Ricans that our first language seems to be Spanglish, so why not do a podcast in Spanish, right? And then in English. So let's kick it off with a quick introduction about yourself and your company.
Yeah, so I was born and raised in Puerto Rico. In 2006, I moved to Miami. I'm a CPA by trade. That's my profession. I'm a finance director, financial controller, all of the above. But in 2019, I started what you see now as Dinero in Spanglish, which is started as a passion project for myself and for our community, my family and friends, to learn more about personal finances. Early in the game, I learned that my friends and family don't care. People that don't know me care more about what I have to say than my family and my friends. So here we are, few years later, with content on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. All the content is in Spanish. So if you're comfortable with Spanish, or if you want to learn Spanish, then you can find me anywhere.
I'm now shifting to mostly Spanish too, given that I moved to Puerto Rico. But it's, you know, surprisingly, you are in the United States right now, and you kept talking in Spanish. But given that, you probably noticed this, that the Hispanic community is still underserved, even though there are CPAs like you and other financial professionals that are taking this mission of educating, creating content, and doing all these things. Still, the market is still not that big. Do you agree with that?
I agree, and that's why the name is Dinero en Spanglish, right? It's personal finances in Spanish, but the Spanglish comes from our financial services are all in English. If you want product quality, if you want to work with the top agencies or companies in the US, you have to understand Spanish. They are not ready for us, but we are ready to build wealth and get the best products out there. Not the zero money for your trade or whatever. No, we need high yield savings accounts. We need Roth IRAs. We need financial planning. We need financial analysis. All that we need, and we need to speak some of that English, right? And I started just in Spanish. It's my mother language. And there's plenty of people, plenty of books, plenty of podcasts in English. That's why Dinero en Spanglish exists, to be an opportunity for our community in the US and in Puerto Rico to get the quality information and good education in our language.
I completely agree with that. And it doesn't apply only to financial education. This applies to most of industries in business and most topics that especially sophisticated topics that there's a lot more information in English. There's a lot more services in English, providers in English, that it's almost a necessity to learn English to be able to access those things, to be able to understand those things. Mm-hmm. And that's why I always say that I don't like the fact that Puerto Rico is basically a colony, right? The oldest colony. We're still, and that this seems pretty archaic, right? Like it's more old school. Like it shouldn't be like that. We should be independent. But it is a blessing in my eyes that we we are part of the United States, and we are we get English taught since we're kids, and we have a passport that we can use. Like, so we have all this benefits from the United States that has allowed me and you to really get educated and get access to these resources and information. And now that we know it, now we're bringing it back to our people, to the Hispanic people, especially Puerto Ricans, right, given that we were Puerto Ricans.
Yeah, that's true. And I have to say, like, when I left Puerto Rico, I didn't know how to speak English. Like, I had that fear that we all have. Like, we are taught English for 12, 13 years plus university and all of that. But then speaking English, it's a different thing, right? So I moved to Miami. I got there and I was like, woof, nobody here speaks English. How am I supposed to learn how to speak, right? So I use my weekends to go up north, like Palm Beach and Boca Raton and all of that, to try to speak more English. But I think one learning for me and for the people that are watching or listening, just take risks, right? To me, it was about career change that gave me the opportunity from going from a salary of $20,000 at some point when I left Puerto Rico to now I'm starting a job at $175,000. Right, so it's been years, but and I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, if one of my people from my employer listen to that, but but it's part of being open, right? It's part of the transformation in my family. My husband has also experienced the same. So don't fear the language. I know we're speaking English here, but in terms of your financial success or your financial process, take risk. Those measure risks that are going to transform your life or your professional or financial success in the future.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, I have a very similar story. I learned English, you know, in school and everything, but then I truly learned how to speak it when I started talks, when you start speaking it, right? Like, that's the thing. Like, you have to go practice. So what I did, in 11th grade, when you start studying for the college board and all that to go to college, I want to have options. And if I want to go to study in the United States or travel the world, if I know Spanish and English, that opens a lot of doors. So mm-hmm. I started being very intentional about speaking it in 11th grade. And I start like watching Netflix with English in English with English subtitles, so that way I can listen to them pronouncing it and reading it, and then sometimes pausing it and then looking for the definitions. So that way I started getting like the phonetics a little bit more intentional. Then I went to hotels and like the beach and just speak with tourists. It was like, hey, these people don't know me. Doesn't matter. So let me practice with these people. And I always like, hey, I don't speak too much English, but I can defend myself. And like, oh, I do sound pretty good, blah, 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 right? And that's how I started getting into that. Then I forced myself even more by just signing with the Air Force. So I went signed with the Air Force. It's like, here, I need to. Like, I know enough English that they took me, right? I passed the test and all that. And I can speak it, you know, very like decent. And that's when I since the beginning, since basic training, tech school, everything, all my career, I was like, hey, if I say something wrong, please correct me. Like, I want you to correct me because I want to learn English. And I just, every time that I met new people, I told them that. And that's how I start, you know, became bilingual. But then to talk the sophisticated terms, that's when the podcast came in. So this podcast, I think this is 120-something episode that I record. This is what forced me to become a better communicator in English. And that's why now I am doing a podcast in Spanish, because after 7 years in the United States, now all the sophisticated terms that I learned in English, because like we talked earlier, they are mostly in English, right? Learning all these business terms and financial terms. Now I'm translating those now that I moved back to Puerto Rico 6 months ago. So that's my story to from learning English to now I'm learning Spanish, at least the sophisticated terms.
English now.
Yeah, Spanglish, right? That's why we're here with Dinner in Spanglish. So let's, now that we gave background, a lot of background to people, what are some actionable tips or advice that you have for the audience, given your expertise?
Yeah, I think going through the personal finance route, it's possible for us. We have access. If you have income, it's possible for you to transform your financial situation. You just need to know what to do with your money. And that requires time, education, trial and error. It's not like 21-day fix. Like many programs are out there, we can fix your situation in 21 days. It's possible if you take steps one at a time. I have plenty of students that come to me, Maria, I don't have savings, I have debt, but I want to retire and I need to invest. Yeah, you want all of that, and all the population wants that. But you're here now and you have to start taking steps one at a time. For example, if you don't have savings, open your high yield savings account. Or if you have savings in a local bank that it's giving you not even a thank you note, open your high yield savings account. If you are deep in debt, find ways to maybe use your income in a better way to pay those debts out, or find extra income, right? There's services that our community are looking for that we can probably, if you have time and the knowledge, you can provide. In terms of investments, if your employer offers a 401k, that's an investment account. Like, you can start from there, and it's so powerful. I have met people that have retired with their 401ks and their IRAs. So it's completely possible. It's not a secret. It's out there for you. All those things that I just mentioned, savings, debt, and investment through your employer, are possible and are available for our community and for everybody. It's just a matter of, what do I do first? Do I prefer to go shopping every weekend and spend my money on restaurants, or do I give priority to my financial goals? And that's probably the first step, right? Some financial goals, you cannot make them all at once, but step by step, one by one, you can accomplish a lot.
I love that. It's being prepared, getting out of debt, all that is possible as long as you have income. Right. And it's not as long as you're rich, right? As long as you have income, and if you can lower your expenses as much as possible, especially for a season until you pay some debt, taking an extra job with like doing Uber or DoorDash, that you take that extra income. So then you can pay some debt, and it could be just a season. It's not something that you have to do the rest of your life, but if you embrace that season, and like we say in the military, embraces suck. Sometimes it's just, look, if you're going through the season, embrace it and make the most of it, and go, you know, start paying your debt, start creating like your high yield savings account, and if you have the matching, or if you have your employer offers the IRA, right? This is called
you said
401k. The 401k, I don't know why, like that slipped my mind. But if they do they offer the matching in the 401k, that's free money. So if they offer up to 5%, then contribute 5%. So they match the 5%, right? That's free money that you're getting. So that's something that it's super highly recommended. Pretty easy to do. So that's great advice. Thank you.
Yeah, and it's a season, like you said. To me, saving my emergency fund and then getting out of car debt, the auto loans, it took us just 18 months. Since then, we have not purchased a new car anymore. So those $900 that we used to pay on car payment are now saved and invest. We save for vacations. We invest for early retirement. So we have different types of investments, but we put the maximum to our 401k. So all those steps, none of the things that I'm going to mention here, none of the things that I mentioned in the podcast or on social media are complicated or require a degree. It's just a matter of focus, aligning your income with your expenses or your outflows of money with your financial goals. And that's it. No magic. Just get organized.
Yeah. Know your numbers and face them, right? Like you said, mm-hmm. in the podcast in Spanish, say face your numbers. Because if you don't know where you're at, then how can you take smart decisions if you don't know where you're at? and just be patient. Then I would add to that.
That's a hard one. Be patient. It's a hard one. But but if you start tracking, you see your progress, then you're going to get motivated to keep doing it.
Exactly. You start getting that positive feedback loop when you start things going down and up, right? Like the network going up, the debt going down. That's definitely a great feeling. Is there any one or two takeaways in additional to these things that we have covered already that you think that are very important? Not necessarily has to be about the finances, but maybe some mindset thing that you have come across that's been very powerful or something you want to leave the audience with.
Yeah, maybe one of the things that we mentioned a few minutes ago at the beginning, take risks, face your fears. And something that can help you as well is change, embrace change. Personally, we moved from Puerto Rico to Miami, from Miami to Fort Lauderdale, from Fort Lauderdale to North Carolina, and it all has been in pursuit of a better life, more income, and more opportunities for us. Some people are okay where they are. We are not. We are ambitious people. So if you have that fire inside you to make changes or I need something better in my life, embrace change and take those risks, not necessarily jump off the cliff, but kind of measured risks that are gonna change your financial situation. Like some people stay in a job because I have unlimited vacations, or I have so many sick days, or I have so many PTO days, or I have so and so, without knowing there's so much opportunity out there. It's probably supposedly a hard market to find a job, but there are opportunities out there.
I love that. And, you know, it hurts my soul when I see people with this victim mentality and oh, there's no options. There's like, how can I get out of this? And just like complaining and looking at the negative. And when there are a lot of opportunities, there's infinite ways to make money. Infinite. Like there's people making money out of recording content, doing the weirdest things.
So sleeping. They pay someone infinite. To watch them sleep.
Right. Like that's one of them. Like people are going live sleeping and making money. So if that doesn't motivate you, like I don't know what will. There's infinite ways. You don't have to commit to anything. You don't have to stay in the job that you hate. You don't have to. You'll have responsibilities maybe if you have a family and things. Yes, be smart about it. I'm not saying like just be stupid and take irrational decisions, but get educated. Listen to podcasts like this ones and get around the right people and build skills that the market needs. Market yourself by doing content and putting yourself out there, letting the people know what you do, documenting the journey about learning it, because people even love doing like watching those things, and get out there and look for better opportunities that will fit your lifestyle, that will fit your dreams. I mean, you only have one life, and go, like, if we don't go and chase it, like the worst thing is having regret. I mean, you talk with any old person, they always. The only things that they regret is the things that they didn't do, the chances they didn't take. And they, even if something didn't go well, they often say like, look, crazy story, all this, but I survived it. And, you know, like, so take chances, take risk, embrace change, like you said, and get out there and talk to people and find how to monetize your life, find how to always keep moving up, always keep improving, and everything's going to be okay. Just be patient. That's, again, I just want to be emphasized on that. Yes, move and everything, but be patient. Look at things in 100 units, like 100 times. That's when you should measure, like, okay, that's a unit of effort. Those things, just be patient, put a lot of reps in, and things are going to be okay.
Yeah, and I learned something from my son maybe a few months ago. We talk finances openly at home. And my children are part of our transformation. And it's important, right? It's super important. And he was like, Mom, money is unlimited. And I was like, what do you mean money is unlimited? He's like, well, while we are sleeping, there's people spending money in other places in the world. there's people exchanging money. I'm like, yep. And that's the power of and we're moving now into digital products and social media. That's probably the power of doing those products that people can make. Of course, you make a digital product, that doesn't mean that there's 20,000 people out there ready to buy it, but at least you're putting your effort out there. Same with your professional career. There's always opportunities for growth. There's always new job openings. You just have to be that person that the employer wants to take, right? Take on board. So the flow is unlimited. Now, how do you attract that money into your pocket to better your finances? It's on you.
Yeah, first, you have to have the skill, have something that you can trade that skill, that your time for money, start getting some money, then start putting your money, make more money, and then look for more leverage work. So, okay, so how can I, with the same time, do more, right? Okay, I need more skills. I need more connections. I need more ways, things that I can arbitrage, or, you know, like digital products, for example, like you said, right? You make it once, you do that investment, then now you have it. If you have to do updates and things, great, but you have that base. And then you can sell it unlimited, right? And you can be sleeping and making money. You can do, you can have your money making money as you have it on your savings accounts and an IRA or things like that, right? So, money really truly it is infinite, and there's infinite ways to make it. So it's just a matter of getting educated and take risk.
So, yeah, and there's different paths.
Thank you for. Oh, sorry. No, what are you going to say?
I was going to say there's different paths for it. Like entrepreneurship is not for everybody. Being an employee is not for everybody. So find your happy in between or in one of those sides and just go all the way in.
Definitely. Get relationships. It's the most important thing too. Just get the right people around you. And it's going to be a lot easier. Find your tribe, find your people. It doesn't matter if you have friends that are from years. If they only talk about the past, that's a great sign for you to know that you need new friends. Especially, you know, you start getting this awakening of, okay, let me talk about finances. Then from there, let me improve myself physically, mentally, spiritually. So I'm a big advocate for that, what I call holistic growth. So I want to say thank you for coming here. I love this conversation. I love talking about finances. I love talking about growth. And I know that there's going to be people here that's going to be like, hey, I want to connect with these people. I mean, they know how to reach to me, but what type of people do you want to connect with and how can people find you?
I want to connect with people that are ready. I don't want to waste your time and I don't want to waste my time. Time is super valuable for me. So if you're ready to take control of your finances, to organize your finances, send me a message through Instagram. If you don't know Spanish, you can send me a message and I'll reply to you with options on how we can work together.
Yeah. She I know she answers on Instagram because that's how I connected with her. So go ahead message her on Instagram. She's very responsive there, and there's a lot of videos for education videos, mostly in Spanish, but you know, this is for the Hispanic community, and the links are going to be in the description like always. I want to say again, thank you, Maria, for coming here. This conversation was pretty good. You got me going a couple times here because I'm very passionate about this topic.
Thank you for having me again.
So this was Maria Colón and Fu. This is us signing off. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Moments with Fu with your host, Fu. Please leave your feedback and visit strategicadvisorboard.com to get the latest and greatest business advisement on the planet. Follow us on social media for updates, and we will see you on the next episode.